Hello, this is NBC News at 5. We bring you news from all over the world. Now we go to Zach in our headquarters in New York City, New York.
Hello there, I am Zach Hoffman, reporting with a very touching battle that just happened. As you know, we are coming along very well with winning over the Japanese. There is one battle left to have the Japanese surrender once and for all. That battle is the island called Okinawa. We have prepared for this battle for a very long time because this would mean victory for the Allied forces. The Japanese do know that we need this battle, and so do they. The Japanese have these pilots that literally do suicide missions. These pilots are called kamikaze pilots. Their planes are filled with explosives. The kamikaze pilots fly their planes straight into the enemy's warships for their countries. At the Battle of Okinawa, the kamikaze's attack killed about 5,000 American seamen. 40,000 Americans were killed or injured in ground fighting combat. Although many soldiers were killed, about 100,000 men were killed on the Japanese side, though. The Allies have won of the Battle of Okinawa, and the Japanese shall be defeated. Thank you for listening to the convincing victory for the Allies. Now, back to you guys. We'll take a short break, though. A word from our sponsors.
Are you always tired of walking to work to help the war? Well, now say hi to the new car of the 1940s, the new Ford car that has good gas mileage. The car can fit two people, so you can take someone else with you or a special friend. Woohoo! Buy now for zero financing.
Hello, we are back at NBC News. Here is Gregory Kafkas with an interview of a Japanese American.
Hello, I am Gregory Kafkas, and I'm here with Hiro.
Hello.
So, how is life here in America since the war started?
I have endured decades of racial prejudice. Since Pearl Harbor, Americans have made us work for them.
Were you arrested?
Luckily, I proved I'm not a spy, and I wasn't sent to the internment camp where I kept and made to work.
That sounds terrible.
They are. They are in the middle of deserts, crowded, flimsy built housing, and running water, barbed wire, and armed guarded.
How do you know all of that if you were never in one of them?
My parents were put in, released, and a month later, they told me about it.
How could you get out?
Well, you couldn't, but to try working in the military and for at least a year, maybe they would let you out.
Well, thank you for that valuable information, Hiro.
You're welcome.
Now we go back to our headquarters in New York City.
Now this is Zach Hoffman logging off. Until next time.
This is NBC News at 5, logging off. Thank you for listening in, and please tune in again. Good night, everybody. Thank you.